found a kid in the street. You found a boy in the street, girl. We don't know who the parents are. We don't know what the kid is. So the locker is, if most people living here in the place in LA, then that place, most people are goyim, we'll say the kid's a goy. We'll soon see what it means. In Roiv Yisrael, if it's found in the Milabaraplak place, so the kid's a Jew. Yisrael. Machza, Machza, Sufik, Flatbush, no, Yisrael. What's that the name of Yisrael? Machza, Machza is called Yisrael. Now, V'yom Rav, Rav said though, Loishonu Elalach Yisai. That you say, if it's found in Baraplak, a place that Rove Jews are there, that's only if it's only in the Gelach Yisai. That Rashi says, Bezdin is Mitzuvah Lefarnasai. It's a question, the kid is Mamish, has no food to eat. There's a mitzvah like stalker to take care of him. He has a din of a Jew. There's a mitzvah lach yosei. Avol yuchsin. But if you want to know, let's say, can we marry this kid? If it's a girl, can a kohen marry her? The way Shlomo Shenem learned. V'shala for yuchsin. What's the halacha? Loi. Then Rav says, no, you can't use one rav. Le yuchsin, you see, one rav doesn't help. So you see, Rav himself holds, one rav doesn't help for yuchsin. Trashi, avol yuchsin loi. The embassy, let's say this is a girl you found. Asur l'kayin. So Rashi is mash maklaw that this chumri, you need two wives, is only if you want to marry a kayin. If it's a girl and the girl wants to get married to a kayin, l'yuchsin means Rashi shiter is lakuna. But then echnami, if it's a boy, or if the girl wants to marry a regular Yisrael, even one wife would help. The chumri that you need two wives is only to marry a kayin. So Rashi says, therefore, the embassy, in the case that the baby is a girl, you found a girl in the street. Even though it's the middle of a place that rove are Jews there, Asur l'kayin, her kayin is not going to marry her. V'yafil lek l'mechesh mitzum asufi. Even in the cases where it's not a Suffolk mamzer, where you found the kid, the Gemara, the Kedushin talks about it, if you find the kid in the street that his bones are smoothed out, or else you find him with a kameya, Sarai, the parents, Tom didn't just throw him away. Sarai, the parents cared about him. They took good care of him. So after something happened, he got lost. But in the case you find a kid that's mamish looks like he's just thrown away, that's a big chash, maybe he's a mamzer. Because usually when they have mamzer, they like to just throw him away. So even in the case where the kid looks well taken care of, it's not a shell of a mamzer, but still, a kohen can't marry her. Because while l'yuchsin, Ravel, you have to have two wives. So now that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. How could Rav say, we paskin like our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that our Mishnah means only one rive? With one rov, she's kosher lakuna. Here Rav says, even if you find a girl in the middle of a city that rove people are Jews there, a kohen can't marry her. So you see, lakuna, one rov is not enough. You have to have two rovs. That's Rav's din. Avol yuchsin loy. Vayta Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, l'fakech olav esagal. That Shmuel says, that means on Shabbos, that chashvin leil Yisrael. Shmuel says, in the case we found this boy in a city of rove Jews, and now on Shabbos, a wall falls down on him. So you have a shayla, can you save him or not? Yes, you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. And we'll soon talk about what Shmuel means. That's Shmuel's din. But our kol ponim, what's negated to us is that Rav says for Yuchsin, one rov is no good. So Gemara answers, Ishtemitzai hodi yom Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Rav Yim, you forgot what Rav Yudah Amar Rav says. That our Mishnah is not talking about one rov, but our Mishnah is talking about the Kroin Neshol Tzipori Yavi Amaisa. That the Mishnah is talking about in the case that there was a caravan of people coming into the city then. So that's why the Mishnah says it's kosher. Even though the Mishnah only mentions one roiv, it doesn't only mean one roiv. It actually means there were two roivs there. There was a roiv siwa also. So therefore there's no steer in Rav. Rav paskins like our Mishnah. You have to have two roivs. Like where it's a Shema, where the girl doesn't know who the boy was, you have to have two roivs. And that's the Salacha also when you find a Tinnik. It's also a Shema. We don't know who the parents are. So when is it mutal yuchsin? Only in a case where there are two rives, where the rove of the people in the city are Jews, and also the caravan people are coming in, also Jewish people coming in. Then we say the kid is kosher lakuna. So there is no steer in Rav. Vaitu l'Rav Chonin bar Rova, the Yom Haroi Shor Hoysa. According to him, he learns that our Mishnah was a special psak. That means all over. It's not like it says in our Mishnah. So who we want to learn, he means to say that our Mishnah is talking about one rive. And therefore he said it's a special psak, and it's a special time, at the time of the Mishnah Rabbanu will make there. They had other stars and muscles to be make. But all over you have to have two rives. For the Gemara Kasha, Hoysa Kasha, that's the Kasha, because if the way we say now, our Mishnah is talking about two rives, so how could he say that? If the Mishnah really means two rives, How could he call our Mishnah Roy Shor that it was a special psak in our Mishnah, but all over it's not that way? B'mashim all over, you only need one Reif. And that's not true. You see, Rav Paskins all over, you need two Reifs. According to Rav Chanan, Haman de Masni Ho, Loi Masni Ho. Enechnami, Rav Chanan bar Rava, that says in the name of Rav, our Mishnah was a Roy Shor, special psak. He did not learn our Mishnah talking about two Reifs. He learned our Mishnah talking about the case was only one Reif. It happened in the city, and there's only one Reif, just the people in the city were Reif Sherim. And he learned that's what the Mishnah says is kosher. Therefore it's good. He says that Tishno is a Rosh Shor. It's a special time, something special happened to them, the Rabbanim will make them. But all over, Laloch, you have to have two Reifs. So everything is very good. That's going to be coming out now, that for Yuchsin, where there's a tiny Shema, where the mother is not here saying Vadai, she knows who the husband was, we have to have two Reifs. So the Gufa, what we just learned before, that Motzah Botinik Mushlach, if you find a kid in the streets, in Roiv Avikachovim, it's the place that Rov Goyim lived there, Avikachovim. The kid has a din like a guy. In Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, if it's a city where Rov Jews live, the kid's a Jew. Machzah, Machzah Yisrael. That's these three halakas. Now what does it mean? The Rama Rav said before, Leshonim Elalach Yosei. That if you find a kid in the middle of a city of robed Jews, that means there's a mitzvah for Bezin to take care of him. Lach Yosei, we have to act like he's a Jew. Avol Yuchsin Loi. But to get married, no. To get married, it's not enough one Rav. We have to have two Ravs. Ushmul Amar Shmul says, Lefakech Olav Esagal. That means on Shabbos, if a wall caved down on this kid now, we have to have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for him. In other words, part of the meaning is, it's in a city where Rov are Jews, so since you have Rov Jews living there, we have a right to say the kid's a Jew, therefore, for Hilchus Shabbos, we have a right to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Fred Gemara, Miyo Meshmul Hochi, did Shmul Taka say like this, that it's only mutter to Mechal Shabbos if you have a Rov to tell us that he's a Jew? For Yomar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, he says over the name of Shmuel, not like that. That Shmuel said, Ein holchim bepikuach nefesh achar roiv. You don't have to go bust the roiv for pikuach nefesh. Anytime you have the slightest doubt in your mind that maybe that kid is a Jew, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Mashm, even though the wall caved down in the city that roiv goyim lived there. Mamish there, mamish roiv goyim there. And roiv should tell us the kid's a Jew. But Shmuel says, V'ilchus chilu Shabbos, for pikuach nefesh, there's a special halacha, you have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for him. As pikuach nefesh, any suffix, slight chance in the world, that maybe he's a Jew, you'll let him be Mechal Shabbos. So how could Shmuel says, only in the city where it's a Reif, Shmuel says, you don't need a Reif. So what's the Nechnami? Ella, it should be like this. Ki Yitma de Shmuel, where did we learn Shmuel's halacha? A Reisha. On the Reish Yitma. So what it says like this. Im Reif Avdikachovim Avdikachovim. It says, if you found this kid in a city that most people there are goyim, the kid is called a goy. But Omar Shmuel says, you should know though, Ulefakech Olav Esagal Ein Otein, that if it happens on Shabbos, that a wall caves down on this kid now, you should know you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush. Even though we use Roiv to Paskanai Suchas Misa, to kill somebody, Bezdin uses a Roiv to kill somebody, but he also, for this new mitzvah of a chai behem, there's a new mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, that whenever you have a person that's suffering, if he's dying or not, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, do any avera to save his life. So Shmuel learns, for this new mitzvah of a chai behem, the Torah says there's no pasha of roiv. Anytime you have a person that you have the slightest chance in the world that maybe he's a Jew, and maybe he's still alive, the lachri, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. That's Shmuel's halacha. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Shmuel. The Rambam paskin that Rabbi Yechon says in Kedusha not like that. That if Rav says he's a guy, he's seated like a guy, you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Only Machzah Machzah, if you have a Sufik, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But if you have a Rav to say that he's a guy, then you don't have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Yeah, but Shmuel says no, Shmuel says any Sufik there is, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Right, now the Brisa says what? In Rav Avdikachovim Avdikachovim, if you found this kid in the streets, where most people are goyim, the kid's called a goy. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, for which halacha is that? What? My nafkamin is a goy. Amar Rav Papa la'achilu nevelus. That means the mamish, where you can act like he's a goy, we're allowed to feed him nevelus. You're allowed to give him a piece of pork to eat. He's a goy. If he's a Jew, we're not allowed to be Michael a Jew, but nevelus. You can't give a Jew teeth, you're dying nevelus. But here, since Roiv says the kid's a guy, we have a right mama to take a piece of pork and let him eat it. We could be Michael Nevelis. But then the Brisa says, in Roiv Yisrael Yisrael, you find the kid in the middle of the streets of most people are Jews there, the kid's a Jew. But the Mola, my hikas of which halacha? I'm a Rav Papa Lahatzalay Aveda. It means that if we find an Aveda, and he comes and says and gives us some money, we have a right to give it back to him. Even though Taisa speaks out that there's an Issa to give back an Aveda to a guy. There's even a Klolo, the Gemara Sanhedrin says. If you find an Aveda from a guy, you have no chiyah to give it back to him. Maybe Aschil Hashem, but not Aschil Hashem, other Rabbi, there's a Klolo, you're not supposed to give it back to a guy. So therefore, over here, Taisa learns it would be Machza Machza, it would be a Suffolk. If he's a Jew or a guy, Taki wouldn't be allowed to give him back the Aveda. Even though it's a Suffolk mitzvah Hashemus Aveda, but there's also a Suffolk maybe doing an Issa by returning it. So if there'd be a Machza Machza, you wouldn't be allowed to return an Aveda to him. But since it's talking about Roiv, our Jews, we give him a Din Jew, you're allowed to be Machza his Aveda. What about Machza Machza Yisrael? After it says Machza Machza is called the Jew. Lamai Yilchasa, what does that mean? That to give back an Aveda, you wouldn't give back an Aveda. Tois the Shita is, the mitzvah lach yosi yosi you wouldn't have. You only have a mitzvah lach yosi to save him if he's a Vade Jew. But if it's a machza, machza, Tois the Rashi Shita is, there would not even be a mitzvah lach yosi. So for the Gemara Yastakasha, that you save, it's a 50-50. He's called the Jew, for which halacha? But Mashma, if he's a 50-50, he's a Suffolk, there's no mitzvah lach yosi. Would you start a big teller? Why not? The Rambam Paskins Halacha, there is a mitzvah lach yosi. But Rashi and Tosfos both say you potter. The shalom is why? The chur, it's a Suffolk mitzvah. On a Suffolk mitzvah, the chur should go to chumra. It's a Suffolk if this kid's a Jew or not. If he's a Jew, there's a mitzvah lach yosi. If you see him starving, you have a mitzvah to give him food to eat. So Tosfos and Rashi both say here you potter. So Chorinim want to say, as from the Moshivas HaRabbam, a couple of Zal used to learn that the pshat is by mitzvahs, veinodim lechaveroi, the klal is Suffolk, go to kula. That we say, Suffolk Yuvim, Suffolk Yisatara, you have to go to Chumra, that's only by a Suffolk mitzvah, Benodim Lamokim. But a mitzvah, Benodim Lachaveroi, it has the loch of, if you have a Suffolk, if you're Mechuyiv in the mitzvah not, then a Suffolk, you can go to Kula. See, the mitzvah Lach Yosef to save him is the mitzvah, Benodim Lachaveroi. The mitzvah, Benodim Lachaveroi, then a Suffolk, you go to Kula. Who are then a lot of Rishonim Muslim and the Gemara and Bamitsiya has a lot of Sveikis when you have a Chiyiv mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. If you find an Aveda, it's a shayla if the Bailam is Miyayish or not. So it's a Suffolk if you have a Chiyav Ashav or not. The Gemara obliged by a Teku. The Rambam paskins that since it's a Teku, you don't have to return the Aveda. The Kashi will ask, why not? The Chur, it's a Suffolk mitzvah Hashavah. You should have a Suffolk mitzvah, you should have to return the Aveda. That's the Teret that no. A Suffolk mitzvah, Benodim Lechaveroi, has a locha like Hilchus Mamnis, that min a Suffolk go lekula. That we say a Suffolk Issi, go to Chumra, that's only a Suffolk in a mitzvah, Benodim Lamokim. But Benodim Lechaveroi, Havad, you have to do the mitzvahs, but Lamokim Suffolk Yipotter. That's Pshan Rashi and Taisiyah. That you have this Suffolk kid, you don't know if he's a Jew or not, Machza Machza, there's no mitzvah to Meshav Aveda, there's no mitzvah Lach Yosei. So Gemara asked, if so, why do we Brice to call him a Jew? Lamai Hilchasa? Omer Ashlochash Lunizokin. It means Vilchas Nizokin. That we'll soon see if we have to pay him money or not, if he gives us damages. For the Gemara Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Who damaged who? Enaim, if you want to say, did not Nakhe Turididan, Liturididei, that if our shore went and hit his shore, we stoiced him. So now what? The locher is, if we stoiced to Nakum, we're potter. So you want to say now, since he's a Suffolk, if he's a Jew or a guy, we should have to pay him. For the Gemara, why? Leimele, we should tell him, I see Raya the Yisraelat, Fishakul. You want to collect money from me? Bring me a proof that you're a Jew. It's a Suffolk if you're a Jew or a guy. So the klal always is, I'm Moitz Mechver, all over Raya. You can't get money away from me. If a Jewish ashore hit this person shore, it's a Suffolk if you hit a guy or a Jew. So when a Suffolk, the Jew shouldn't have to pay money. The klal is, I'm Moitz Mechver, all over Raya. That can't be the case that he's called a Jew. Leitzrichos, the case is like this. Did not chay turididei leturididan, that his shore stoist our shore. And the locher is like this. The locher is like this. We know by a Jew the locher is a tam pays chatzin nezik, a muad pays nezik shalom. By a goy there's no chilek. If a goy's shore hits us, even though it's a tam, he has to pay nezik shalom. It's bizman our yadayim atkifus, but we have the locher is if a goy hits a Jew, there's no p'tur of tam. Even tam has to pay nezek sholem. So you want to say, what's the case here then? That his shor hit us. Let's recha the nake turu di day, the turu di dan. So now, if he's called a goy, he'll have to pay us nezek sholem. But in this case, we can't force him to pay nezek sholem. He'll have a locha like a Jew, that if a Jew hits another Jew, tam only pays chatzi nezek. Why? Palga mishalim. If his shor hit us, here for the nezek like tam, for sure he has to pay. Vidach palga, the other half that we want him to pay. Because we say he's a goy, amalu, he could say it to us back. I see raya the lav yisrael ando. You bring proof that I'm not a Jew. V'yasul lechun, then I'll pay you up. In other words, we want to take money away from him. We don't know what he is. Maybe he's a Jew. So since the subject, maybe he's a Jew, we can't take money away from him. So this is the nafkumina that we call him like a Jew. Where he sure hits us, and he sure is a tam, he has a loch like a Jew, he only has to pay us chati nezik. But we can't be tevei, and we can't tell him, listen, you're a goy, you have to pay me nezik shalom. Because he has the right to say, you prove that I'm a goy. I'm a machta, I'm a suffix. Maybe I'm a Jew. So for this halacha, he has a halacha like a Jew. How do you know halacha of the Sulas Nisis? All right, I'll stop here. You hold my second parak, Yedav Tezvav and Mabez. The Mishnah says, Isha Shenes Armula, an Isha that lost a husband, she became an Amona, Oishin is Garsha, or else she received a get. So the kid says she receives a ksuba now. These are the two times an Isha gets a ksuba. Either her husband dies, or else her husband gave her a get, she has a right to collect the ksuba. Now the question is, Vice says they lost the ksuba here, so they don't know how much the husband has to pay you. He Oimeris, she says, Besula Nesatani, that when we got married, I was a psula, and therefore I deserve to get $200 now. Ruwaimer, the husband says, Loi, that wasn't the case. Kiela Almona Nesaticha, when I married you, you're an Amona. You were married once before, your husband died, and I married you the second time. This is your second marriage. Therefore, you only deserve to get $100. So it's a machlekes. So the loch is like this. Im yesh edim sheyotzeis benuma. Vaitas tiksuba we don't have. We don't have any document to say exactly how much tiksuba was. So if she has edim, that at the time of her chuppah, she went out. Im yesh edim sheyotzeis benuma. She went out wearing a special veil. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what it is. We used to have a special type of a chuppah. That's a raya. That's a proof that she was a psula. They used to do these things special by a psula. Or else for Roisha Perua. Or else her hair was uncovered at the time of the chuppah. It's a raya. She was a psula. Because if I say you first have to start covering your hair after you have bia, after you live with your husband. But by a psula, she's allowed to go to the chuppah with the hair uncovered. So if there are edim that at your chuppah your hair was uncovered, that's a raya ksubasa masayim, that you deserve to get now $200, because you for sure was a psula at the time of the chuppah. But mashma, if you don't have edim though, then you're not believed, then we say the husband only has to pay you $100 and not $200. Rabbi Yechon ben Bruku Aymer, Av chila kaloyes raya. If they could bring a proof that at the time of your chuppah, they were throwing chila kaloyes, or they gave out kaloyes, means roasted like wheat, roasted kernels. And they used to give out roasted kernels by a chuppah of a basula. So if you have proof, edim, that they were by a chuppah, and they remember the way they gave out kloyes, these roasted wheat, that's also raya proof that you are a basula. But if you don't have these proof and the chanami, then the baal is nemon, the baal of Isaac al Salaisim, of a raya, even though the husband doesn't have a proof either. But she wants to come and take away another $100 from the husband. If she doesn't have a proof, she can't get it. Or else from the Yorshim. And it's sad that the husband died. So Rashi learns the Yorshim now that she's coming to the Yorshim. And she's telling the Yorshim, I want my ksuba. And the Yorshim say back and they say no. We know, we heard over, that at the time of Yechupa, you're only an Amona. You only deserve 100. So if the Yorshim say she only deserves 100 and there's no proof, so the klal is Me'asafik, the Yorshim or the husband doesn't have to pay more than $100. According to the Rambam Shita, it's a case of a Moedi B'miksas that will have to swear also. Because really it's a case that she's asking for 200. And he's agreeing that I owe you 100. So that's usually the case when you're Moedi to half of what I ask for, you have to swear. So Rambam Shita is an Echnam, you have to make a Shavua. Other Rishonim learn you don't have to swear over here because it's not called Mimin HaTaina. Like they're two different tainas. She wants 200 because she was a psula. He says, as a psula, I give you zero. You weren't a psula. I'll give you 100 for a different reason. Because you were an amana, that's not called Maidim Mimin HaTaina. A co-point of the Mishnah says he doesn't have to pay more than 100. Then Rabbi Yeshua Aimer. Umaydi Rabbi Yeshua agrees though. We'll soon see to what is he agreeing. But Umaydi Rabbi Yeshua agrees. In a case like this, that if Reuven goes over to his friend Shimon and tells Shimon, you should know, this field that I'm living in right now, you should know, Shimon, this field once belonged to your father. And I bought it off your father. Tisa Reuven is in his house, in his field, and nobody's complaining. Reuven by himself comes over to Shimon and tells Shimon a fact. You should know this field once belonged to your father, and I bought it off your father. Allah is Shuhneman, that he's believed. Reuven is allowed to stay in the karka right now. Even though he's telling us a fact that it once belonged to your father, and he doesn't have any proof that he bought it off your father, he doesn't have the shtar, still we believe Reuven. Why? The klal is